Good morning.
Good morning.
We'll get started in about 1 minute.
Okay.
The handout today is at the unique astrological times link, which is underneath the two pictures on the Yeshem webpage. When that link opens up, scroll down about 3 inches, where it says preparation for the period of Shovavim. And this psalm, Rabbi Sutton has not completed. It's Psalm 39. So we only need one handout, which is the Psalms landing page. And when that opens up, scroll down to Tehillim 39 or Psalm 39. And that's where we will begin with the L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud Kudabri Su Ishkin Te Bir Hilu Urhimu Udhilu Urhilu Urhimu Leakta L'shem Yudhe Bavavhe The Yehuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La Sok Torah Mitzvah Vayehino Am Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Kunenei Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Kunenehu. As I said, Rabbi Sutton has not yet completed his translation of Psalm 39. We will use another translation utilizing the link that is at the end of this section.
Randall.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We're starting in Psalm 39 by going to the Psalms landing page in the unique astrological times link.
Thank you.
It looks like I left the Kavanah out for this psalm. So I'll correct that later if you come back to find out what is the psalm, because I always hesitate to describe it, or when we're finished reading it, maybe we'll know it intuitively. The first word is Le David, and this is the introduction for the Redemption PDF that I highly recommend that you read and reread, because there's so much information in that introduction. It's like 50 pages long, but it's well worth reading multiple times. There are 14 verses in Psalm 39. 14 is the gematria of the Hebrew word yad, yud dalad, which translates as hand. Also the name David, as in King David, has a gematria of 14. And King David is a chariot for the Sephirah of Malchut. And the word and the concept of a hand is how we make things, how we build things, how we, on one level, we speak words. We think of what we're going to do, then we speak to others about what we're going to do to interest them in helping us. But ultimately, we have to do something with our hands, which is the manifestation, which is the Sephirah of Malchut. So you can open up the link and scroll down It's about 2 inches this time, to chapter 39. Lishen Yehud Fut Shabarichu Ishkin Tevid Hilu Urchimu Udhilu Udhilu Urchimu Liakta Lishem Yudhe Bavadhe The Yehuda Shalim Bishem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La Sok Torah Mitzvah Vayhino Amadonai Elohinu Alena Maasei Yadenu Konene Alena Maasei Yadenu Konenehu Lam Natseya Lidutun Mizmor LeDavid. For the leader, for Jedutun, a psalm of David. You'll notice that Jedutun is spelled differently than it's read. One word, the second word in the Hebrew, has no vowels, but then in parentheses, it is a similar word with one difference, and that is the second yud is a vav. That changes the gematria of the word, it changes the sound of the word, and there is a definite meaning to that if we take the time to analyze it. And I recommend the students of Kabbalah do that. And if we permutate those letters, you have the word Yad, Yud Dalad, and you also have the word Yud Dalad Yud, which means my hand. And you have the word Yud Dalad Vav, his hand. So it's really establishing in our own consciousness the Kavanah involved is that we are asking for help from Hashem. We want to do a task and we're asking help. There'll be more as we go through the other verses. The second verse. Amarti eshmira dirakai mechato bilshoni eshmira lefi machsom piod rasha lenegdi. I said, I will take heed to my ways, that I sin not with my tongue. I will keep a curb upon my mouth while the wicked is before me. Essentially, I'm asking for Hashem to help me not to speak badly, not to speak Lashon Hara, but to only speak good. There are 11 words in this pasuk, and we know from previous classes the 11 represents one more than 10. It represents the 11 components of the ketoret, the incense that draws us closer to Hashem. It represents the 10 sefirot along with the negative system. Because the negative system is where strength comes from. The left column of the tree of life is where our strength and power comes from. But it has to be controlled. If it's let loose, it becomes destructive. 49 letters representing approaching Bina, the 49 Sephirot that we count in the Omer. It represents the emotions that have to be controlled. The third verse. Ne'elamti dumia echesheti mitovu kevi nekar. I was dumb with silence. I held my peace. Had no comfort, and my pain was held in check. Six words representing Zerantin, representing the spiritual world. Letters, which is the gematria of the letter Lamed, and Lamed means teacher, but the Lamed also goes above the line in the sense that it reaches up towards Bina, towards the energy store, towards the mind. It's where the intellect helps us to control the emotions. But ultimately, the emotions have to be retrained to not be reactive or to be reactive in a positive way. The fourth verse. My heart waxed, Tam li bi bekir bi behaki gi tivar esh debarti. Feel show me. My heart waxed hot within me while I was musing. The fire kindled, then spoke I with my tongue. This is a metaphorical verse because obviously you don't speak to your tongue or with your tongue. You don't have a conversation with your tongue, but we need to. And the word fire, representing the emotions, the passions, the strength of our emotions. The fifth verse. Hodieni Adonai Yohewahe Kitsi Umi Dat Yamai Mahio Ada Eda Mechadael Ani. Hashem, make me to know mine end and the measure of my days, what it is. Let me know how short-lived I am. King David is asking Hashem to make us realize how little we have in this world that we think, this lifetime that we think is so important. It is such a small amount of years in comparison to the eternity that we will reach if we make the correction and become a tzadeket or a tzadik. Seven words. I remind you what was said earlier. Letters, and I don't have the meaning of 38 right off the top of my head, but but I know it's a very, it spells two Hebrew words, Chet Lamed and Lamed Chet. The sixth verse. Hine tefachot natata yamai beheldi kayin nektecha ach kohevel kol adam nitzav tzela. Behold, thou hast made my days as handbreadths, and mine age is as nothing before thee. Surely every man at his best estate is altogether vanity. Selah. I remind you the meaning of the word Selah, which really doesn't translate, but Rabbi Sutton has explained that Selah comes from a shorish that relates to the idea of a pruning, of a cutting away. And he also explains that the meaning is that it is a pause to contemplate what was just said in this verse. Whenever you see the word Selah in our prayers, it's a pause. It's something that's telling you, stop for a second and think about what you've just said. The seventh verse. Ach betelem yithalech ish, ach hevel yechem ayun, yitzbor velo yayda mi osfam. Surely man walks as a mere semblance. Surely for vanity they are in turmoil. He heapeth up riches and knows not who shall gather them. In the Sefer Yetzirah we learn, no it's not, in the Kohelet, Ecclesiastes, which was another name and written by King's King David's son, Shaul. I can't think of his name. Sam. It's not Shaul. It's not Samuel. That's the prophet. Shlomo. It's written by King Shlomo, meaning if the root of his name is peace, serenity. In Kohelet, there are seven times that the word vanity is mentioned. Whenever you see a word, the word vanity, which is Hevel, spells like the name Abel. But a vanity is really the word in Hebrew that's being describing the Sephirot. It's being describing the Sephirot because the Sephirot are levels of consciousness. And consciousness has no physical presence. It's all spiritual, 100%. And that's the meaning of the word vanity when it's being translated. Now, with that understanding, let's reread the English translation. Surely man walks as a mere semblance. Surely my consciousness, surely my sephirot, my sephirah, are in turmoil. My mind, my thoughts are going, running back and forth, moving, confusing. I don't know what to do. Hashem gives us riches, and we do not know who's going to make use of those riches. We don't know what the spiritual growth that we achieve accomplishes, because we are connected to our physical bodies. And as long as we're connected to our physical bodies, we are limited in the amount of spiritual growth that we can achieve.
Hello.
Yes.
Yeah, a loose bag that I can knock the one with the microwave. It's not good for you. That'd be good. I'd rather a drawer. So that's okay. It'll take a long time. That's okay.
I've muted the phone, so. The eighth verse. We atama kiviti Adonai tochalti lecha hiyo. And now, Hashem, what wait I for? It's not the way we would speak English. What am I waiting for? My hope it is in thee. My hope is in Hashem. 6-7 words connecting to the unity of Zeran Pin and Malchut, the spiritual with the physical. Twenty-six letters connecting to the gematria of Hashem's name, Yud Hey Vav Hey, which is 26. And I don't know if I've ever mentioned this to you, but in the periodic table of chemicals, of elements, that was revealed to a scientist around the year 1700-something, he saw the table, the periodic chart, in a dream. There are 26 electrons and protons in the nucleus, in the atom of iron. And chemically, everything below 26 in the periodic chart strives to grow to become 26, to become iron. And everything above the chart attempts to decay back into iron, back to 26. It's just a hint to us, a teaching to us of what is Hashem. How we all strive to be close to Hashem, no matter where we are, within our lives, within our spiritual levels. We want to be close to Hashem at that level. The ninth pasuk. Mikopashai Hatzileni Herpat Naval Altasimeni. Deliver me from all of my transgressions. Make me not the reproach of the base. Eight words that connect us to Bina, the energy store. Bina is the lowest part of the mind. Bina is the mother. Our transgressions, our sins, our mistakes are waiting for to create chaos in our lives. It's not done immediately because that would be a world of strict judgment that we could not handle. And that's why there's teshuvah, to be able to achieve escape from our transgressions, the chaos that's waiting for us. But here, King David is asking us to keep the transgressions away, to deliver us. Let us approach the mother, the protection. Now, this idea of the base, a pedestal, is the foundation stone of every pillar, every column. Don't harm the base, because if you harm your root, your level, your lowest, your support, if you harm that, which is Yesod, the foundation, this is where the transgressions, the sins, will catch up to you. And we're beginning to see that in the Me Too movement, as people who don't control their sexuality has this impact. Harming other people has a consequence. I know it sounds political that I just said, but it's not meant to be. The ninth pasuk. Mikol pashai patzileni. Excuse me, that was the verse we just did, the tenth verse. Ne'elamti lo eftachti ki ata sita. I am dumb. I open not my mouth, because thou hast done it. There's great wisdom in this verse. I've mentioned it many times in the classes. You start to talk to someone, and you start the first word, and then you don't think about what comes after it. It becomes a robotic action. The thought that you had just goes out your mouth. Think of every word you say. Be conscious of everything you do. This is how Hashem wants us to be. This is the ultimate spiritual level where we no longer do things robotically as habits, but we're aware of what is the goal and what is the process at the same time. This is godlike. This is getting closer to Hashem. This is the purpose of the teachings of Kabbalah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 words. The unity of Zeron, Pin, and Malchut. In essence, once we are at that unity, we are striving to get to Bina. The 8th verse is the 7 words. The 9th verse is the 8 words. The 10th verse is the 7 words. We run and return, as it teaches in the Sefer Yetzirah. We unify the spiritual with the physical, and we strive to grow higher up to the energy store of Bina. And then we return. We take the energy and bring it back down to with us. The 11th verse. Haser me'alai nigecha mitgirat yadcha ani kaliti. Remove thy stroke from off me. I am consumed by the blow of thy hand. King David is telling us, stop looking at the pain and suffering and chaos in your life as not coming from Hashem. Realize it's a cleansing tool that Hashem is giving you the opportunity to utilize. If you complain, if you think it's wrong, if it's somebody did it to you, you have to go through it again because you're not accomplishing the cleansing. The 11th verse. Chaser me'alai nigecha mitir tigrat yadcha ani kaliti. Remove thy strength. Amazing. I think you can tell that I must be a little tired this morning. I think it's the effect of not of the power of Yom Kippur. And I didn't sleep well Wednesday night nor last night, and the only explanation I have is just I've been flying for the 2 days. The 12th verse. B'tochachot al awon yisarta ish b'temes ka'ash Chamudo ach hevel kol adam selah. With rebukes do you chasten me, chasten man, for iniquity, and like a moth you make his beauty to consume away. Surely every man is vanity. Selah. Contemplate. Every man is consciousness. There is nothing but consciousness. You think you touch a human body. You teach you touch your arm. The movement of your hand to touch your arm is consciousness. The feel of your arm is consciousness. The vision of your hand touching your arm is consciousness. There is nothing but consciousness. It's hard to realize it. Thirteen is the Hebrew word echad, meaning oneness, unity. When you are aware that touching your arm with your hand and seeing that happen is consciousness, this is where you unify everything. This is how you reach this level of conscious that you are no longer robotic. You're aware of the physical and the spiritual, and the process, all at the same instant. It's easy to describe, as I just did. It is very difficult to achieve. 44 letters representing the Hebrew word Dam, Dalet Mem Sofit. Dam translates as blood. There's a hint here. The Torah says it explicitly. The soul is in the blood. The nefesh is in the blood. When we are conscious of that movement of our hand to our arm and seeing that happen and understanding the process of how the Sephirot, the consciousness of all entities involved, my hand, my fingers, like the internal aspect of my hand, my fingers, my arm, all of that that I am aware of. This is the hint. This is all in the blood. This is all why the blood flows all the way through the body. Why do we think our heart is the seat of the emotions, the seat of the body, and yet it flows into the mind, into the brain, physically? In the Western world, we think that the intellect is the control mechanism, and that intellect is what we have to do. But the hint here is it's in the blood. And the seed of the blood is the heart. The seed of the blood is the bones that create the blood, the marrow, the internal aspect of the foundation, because your bones are your structural foundation. This is what so much and why I took the time in this verse to contemplate what it's telling us, and the word Selah, why is it here? Why it forms the 13th word. The 13th verse. Shema tefilati Adonai Yohe Wahe Hushavati Ha'azina El bimati al teherash ki ger anochi ima toshav kekol avotai. Hear my prayer, Hashem, and give ear unto my cry. Keep not silence at my tears, for I am a stranger with you, a sojourner, as all my fathers were. Sixteen words representing the letters Yud and Vav, the male letters of Hashem's name. Thirty-six letters representing the Tzaddikim, the righteous people. When we realize that we are sojourning in this world, this is not our home. It's a very strange place. When we realize this, we are approaching, if not having become, a righteous person, a tzaddik or a tzaddeket. The 14th verse. Ha'asha mimeni v'avliga v'terem melech v'eneni. Look away from me, that I may take comfort before I go hence, and be no more. Do you think it's death that it's being described in this verse? It's not. It's being described of having left this physical illusion and realizing that the illusion is meaningless because it's not eternal. Six words representing the spiritual level, which is what will become of all of us as we separate from the physical body. Twenty-seven letters representing all of the 27 Hebrew letters, the 22 plus the 5 final letter forms. Does anyone have any questions? I still will reread the Hebrew in sequence so you get the full effect of the reading of the psalm. It's one thing to analyze it as we do. It's another to know the impacts of the psalm. And that can only be done when we read verse by verse. Go ahead, Hannah.
I hope I can voice it, but you're always able to help me with wording a question. Back on verse 12, when you talked about the consciousness and unity and, you know, the nefesh being in the blood, but this
right.
is the second time that thought has come to me that in past Tikkuni Zohar lessons, I believe, it made the statement that the Shekinah was in the blood. And I know we have different levels of frames of reference. But would this be a hint? Also, we mentioned the Shekinah yesterday in the deeper Zohar class,
right.
you know, wondering whether or not it was the Shekinah that people were aware of or sensing from Abraham, or if actually the group of people were with him. So what I'm wondering is that statement, the Shekinah is in the blood, is it referring to this higher level of consciousness of unity going beyond the nefesh? I'm not sure that's the way that question could go, but I'm trying to link why is Shekinah mentioned in the blood. Okay.
I understand the question, and I remember what you described from the Tikkuni Zohar as well. We have said repeatedly throughout the Kabbalah, throughout the teachings, that the physical world is Malchut.
Mm-hmm.
But the physical world is really not Malchut. It's said so earlier in the psalm, in one of the earlier verses. It hinted at, if it didn't say it outright. The physical world is not Malchut. The physical world is the war zone between the Malchut of the Holy Sephirot and the Malchut of the impure Sephirot. The physical world is that war zone where the conflict takes place between good and evil, until you realize that there is no such thing as good and evil. There's only consciousness. The nefesh is in the blood, is what the Torah says. Is the nefesh malchut? It's the malchut in the frame of reference called souls. The Shekhinah, intellectual definition, the female aspect of God. But the Kabbalah would teach you that the female aspect of God is Malchut. What is the Shekhinah? It's everything and it's nothing. The Shekhinah is consciousness. When we study the beating in the grave, what is that purpose? When someone dies, the soul has to separate from the body. Why does the soul leave the body? It's been home in the body for so many years. It feels at home in the body. Why does it leave? Because the soul sees the Shekhinah. The soul sees itself. The Nefesh, the Shekhinah, is in the blood. They're the same. They're just using different words, describing different frames of reference.
Okay.
But always realize what I just said is a limitation on the Shekhinah. So I really don't understand what I've just said or what you've just listened to. There's much more to the Shekhinah than this limited frame of reference called human soul. Now that I've confused you, just remember that confusion is the beginning of clarity.
Well, I felt like it was a letting go when you said what you did before you said, I've confused you.
I know. I know. And
but
that's
I thought
why,
I got closer to asking the question. So that was a little bit of growth.
Well, I knew you were letting go, but I wanted you to realize how much more there is.
Right. Well, every time we try to define any part of Hashem, we end up not doing it. We can't do it. It's impossible.
We end up not truly understanding, but thinking we understand. And mm-hmm. That's where we get the adage in Kabbalah, is if you think you understand, you really don't. So I'm reading the 14 verses in sequence.
Okay, I'm going to mute again because I'm already in the call.
Okay. Lam Natseach Lidutun Mizmor LeDavid Amarti Eshmera Dirakai Mechato Vilshoni Eshmera lefi machtzom beod rasha lenegdi. Ne'elamti dumia echesheti mitov ukevi nekar hamli bi bekirbi. The Hagigi Tivar Esh Dibarti Bilshoni Hodieni Adonai Yohewahe Kitsiumi Dat Yamai Mahio Edame Kadelani Hine tefat chot Natata yamai Bechel b'kayin negdecha, ach kol hevel, kol adam, nitzav sela. Ach betzelem yitchalech ish, ach hevel yechemayun. Yitzbor v'lo yeda mi osfam. Ve'ata makviti Adonai, tochalti lecha hiyo. Mikol peshai hatzileni. Herpat naval al tesimeni. Ne'elamti lo eftach pi, ki ata sita. Chaser me'alai ne'nig'echa, mitigra yadcha, ani kaliti betokachot alawon yisarta ish vatemes kaash hamudo ach hevel kol adam sela shema tefilati Adonai yohe wahe V'shavati ha'azina el dimati al teherash ki ger anochi imach toshav kekol avotai hasham imeni We avliga beterem elech we eneni.
And I will leave you with one final thought that came to me as I was reading the Hebrew. The depth of this psalm, this Tehillim, is quite expansive, quite broad, quite deep, and you can begin to really appreciate the effort that Rabbi Sutton puts into his translation. We've read an English translation, but it doesn't do justice, and Rabbi Sutton really strives to do justice to the original Hebrew, to the meaning of the Hebrew, to the depth of the Hebrew. And why he is having difficulty in doing so with this psalm and all the others that we have read where he wasn't able to complete the translation because he doesn't feel satisfied with the literal translations that we're getting or the illiteral translations that we're getting. I hope you all have a Shabbat Shalom, reminding you that tomorrow at 6 p.m. West Coast time, we will possibly have a Havdalah. I've been missing them quite frequently, and I apologize for that. And at 7 o'clock, we will have a continuing the Zohar studies for the holiday of Sukkot and Hoshana Rabbah. Are there any questions before I say Shalom? Shalom Gadol to all. Have a large amount of peace and serenity in your life. And may we all say Amen to that blessing. Shabbat Shalom.
Amen.
Shalom.
Shalom, Brandy.
Shalom.
Shalom, Gadol.